Good morning, this is the stablecoin.com daily market brief. Friday, September 19, 2025. The global stablecoin market stands at $266 billion with $91.8 billion in daily trading volume. We are seeing significant institutional activity today, with USDC volume surging 54% to $15.5 billion in the past 24 hours. Our top story, Sky Protocol, formerly MakerDAO, faces a critical deadline. As of yesterday, September 18, only 61% of MKR tokens have been migrated to the new Sky token. Starting September 22, unmigrated tokens will incur a 1% penalty fee. This affects billions in DAI and USDS liquidity across decentralized finance. If you hold MKR tokens, you have 3 days to complete your migration. Second major development, Tether has launched its first U.S. regulated stablecoin, USAT. Announced September 12, this domestic product partners with Cantor Fitzgerald and Anchorage Digital Bank. Bo Hines has been appointed to lead U.S. expansion for the $155 billion issuer. This marks Tether's strategic entry into regulated U.S. markets. Third headline, institutional capital is rotating, not exiting. While Bitcoin dropped 1.5% to $62,600, and Ethereum fell 1% to $2,430, we are seeing defensive positioning rather than market exit. USDC added $818 million in supply during crypto weakness. Frax volume jumped 51%. This pattern indicates institutions are parking capital in stablecoins, expecting recovery. Notable partnerships are reshaping the landscape. Circle and Kraken announced deep integration on September 17, supporting USDC and EURC across 25 blockchains. Fiserv and PayPal are deploying FIUSD for enterprise cross-border payments. Google's new AI payment protocol brings together Coinbase, American Express, and 60 other companies for AI-powered transaction processing. Regulatory clarity continues advancing. The SEC's Crypto Task Force, formed January 21, declared in April that stablecoins aren't securities. The CFTC oversees stablecoin transactions on trading venues through its digital asset pilot program. The Genius Act, signed July 18, requires one-to-one reserves and bans algorithmic stablecoins. Rules are expected by July 2026, with implementation by January 2027. On the network front, Tron reached a major milestone with $80 billion in stablecoins and 21 billion daily TRC20 transactions. Ethereum maintains 160 billion in stablecoin liquidity. All major chains are operational with no smart contract exploits or debugging events reported. Looking ahead, watch for the Senate's market structure bill targeting September 30. Monitor USDC and Frax volume patterns for institutional entry points. The Sky Protocol migration deadline remains critical for DeFi participants. All major stablecoins maintain their dollar pegs within 0.5%. Market infrastructure remains stable. Cross-border payment volume continues growing, now representing 3% of the $200 trillion global market. Thank you for listening to stablecoin.com intelligence.